I spend the language of Islam where I come from. It's a humdrum. Living in an early 19th century underdeveloped town plan. We've been in the ghetto for a very long time. We were driven away from the fertile lands of ancestors by the colonial system. Then they relocated us in deforested, semi-desert high densities. Today we overcrowd in rent-infested tenements, outdoor disposal of used condoms on portal streets, and children mistaking them for playthings. Sewage outbursts remain undrained in ditches for weeks until mosquitoes breed in the slum. Emissions of air polluting exhaust fumes from petrochemical industries are blown towards the slum by the wind is what we breathe. In addition to the bad choking smell of refusal dump sites by the corners, imagine for days and nights without electricity or water supplies. It's a shame in the slum, it's a shame. It's a shame in the ghetto, it's a shame. It's a shame, it's a shame. When I walk about the streets alone, meeting the mouth, my mind is contemplating the what my eyes see. I see ghetto youth cigarette choking, smoke, their lungs are charred in the ultimate sacrificial self-destruction. I saw the government flames annihilate the ghetto shanties, the people's litanies, and the bombo-clad askaris. They trample on the homeless people like demented zombies driven by evil spirits. Yeah man, fire ban, get sentenced. Fight to oppression, yeah man. It's a shame in the ghetto, it's a shame. It's a shame in the slum, it's a shame. It's a shame in Zimbabwe, it's a shame. It's a shame in South Africa, it's a shame. It's a shame in Congo, it's a shame. It's a shame in South Africa, it's a shame. It's a shame in Kenya, it's a shame. It's a shame in Ethiopia, it's a shame. Shame in Rwanda, it's a shame. Shame in Liberia, it's a shame. Shame in New Orleans, it's a shame. Shame in Brazil, it's a shame. Shame in Philippines, it's a shame. Shame in Vietnam, it's a shame. Thank you.